This child-tested, parent-approved story uses an innovative technique that brings a calm end to any child's day. This audiobook features two readings of The Rabbit Who Wants to Fall Asleep, written by Carl Johan Forsheyen Erlin. Here's a sample of the story, read first by me, Fred Sanders, then followed by Kathleen McInerney. Try both versions and reclaim bedtime today. Once upon a time, there was a little rabbit called Roger who really wanted to fall asleep and could not right now. Roger the rabbit was just your age. Not older, not younger, exactly as old as you are. He enjoyed doing all the things you like doing, to play and have fun. He would rather stay up and play all evening instead of sleeping now. All of his siblings easily fell asleep every evening when Mommy Rabbit tucked them into bed, but not Roger the Rabbit. He was just lying there, thinking of all the other things he wanted to do instead of going to sleep now. How he could be outside, playing on the grass, and just run around until he got so tired that he could not run around anymore. Roger could play in the park all day long until he fell asleep on the swings. Now, it allows him to swing back and forward, slowly and relaxing. The rabbit began feeling even more tired when he thought about all the games he would play and how tired that would make him now, before his mommy would say, "Hush, Roger, and sleep now."
Once upon a time, there was a little rabbit called Roger who really wanted to fall asleep and could not right now. Roger the rabbit was just your age, not older, not younger, exactly as old as you are. He enjoyed doing all the things you like doing, to play and have fun. He would rather stay up and play all evening instead of sleeping now. All of his siblings easily fell asleep every evening when Mommy Rabbit tucked them into bed, but not Roger the Rabbit. He was just lying there, thinking of all the other things he wanted to do instead of going to sleep now. How he could be outside playing on the grass and just run around until he got so tired that he could not run around anymore. Roger could play in the park all day long until he fell asleep on the swings. Now, it allows him to swing back and forward, slowly and relaxing. The rabbit began feeling even more tired when he thought about all the games he would play and how tired that would make him now, before his mommy would say, "Hush, Roger, and sleep now."